The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. On this podcast, we're going to hear from Laura Malcolm ahead of the Quad Series. But first, Jess Thirlby.
We've been in camp now since January the 4th. So, yeah, again, everyone kind of got their heads down over Christmas leading into New Year, made sure that we were as safe as we could from a COVID perspective. And then it was great to all get back in together. It's obviously been quite a short time back at home since the Roses Reunited series, but everyone seemed refreshed and ready to go mentally and physically. So to be honest, the group are looking really sharp. And again, there's a continued energy about the group that's exciting and welcoming back people like Jeeva, who we haven't seen since the New Zealand series. So yeah, as always, a great spirit around the group.
And the fact that everybody is getting on as well, it just drives you all forward, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they've just got such a great bond. And I think the staff and across the whole group, staff and players, we just enjoy it. We do genuinely enjoy each other's company. But I think, yeah, when you've got this kind of collective, ambitious group of people to work with who think the same and want the same goals, it's a really special place to be. And sport gives you that, doesn't it? So, yeah, certainly a great driver for us. And hopefully we can continue to build momentum.
It's one of your last major selections, head of Birmingham. I think when we spoke last time, you were saying how it maybe doesn't get easier. Has it been a little easier this time around, or what's that been like?
No, yeah, I don't think any selection is easy when you've got access to such a talented group of players. And I know we've spoken before about the depth across the group. So you don't really want selection to be easy, if I'm honest. So, you know, there's no apologies there for the group making it difficult for us and the selectors. But yeah, you know, it's tricky. And I guess normally the tougher selection is trying to narrow down this group to the 12 for match day, to the 7 that get given that privilege of starting the game. So I guess some of our biggest challenges are yet to come for myself and Sonia and the coaching team. But yeah, you know, we're quite clear on our objectives. We know what we need to get out of this. As you say, it's a bit like our last hurrah, really, before everybody gets their heads down back into club land and hopefully have some really successful Super League seasons and those that are returning back overseas. So we know they're going to have a great couple of months embedded back in that environment too. So we just need to make sure that we're getting any finishing touches and final pieces of information really to help inform. And then we'll very much watch with keen and eagerness as they go back into their domestic seasons and see who can build off from the back of that as well. So yeah, never easy, but exactly the place that we want to be.
COVID is still about. It's one of those things that's probably going to be with us for a while, obviously, international games and leagues. So how's it physically working? Are you testing a few times a day?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're under very, very strict COVID protocols, far stricter than that would be required of us in normal everyday life, because we're very mindful and respectful of the travelling teams. The fact that they've, you know, been prepared to come over here is incredible, and we're really respectful of that. So to make a Quad Series even possible, I know we say this every time, but it means so much for netball and the sport to be able to keep reignite actually a Quad Series. It will certainly be my first one and the first one for a long time. So yeah, we've got strict COVID protocols. All nations are testing daily, a combination of our lateral flow tests and also PCR testing throughout, as advised by obviously the medical team that have been working tirelessly with us for months now. So really grateful to all the agencies that we're working with that have supported this event to be able to go ahead. And we also want to keep our fans really safe. So the event itself will have stricter protocols in place maybe than that of the Roses Reunited series, but absolutely all for the right reasons. So yeah, I think testament to how well the teams and the administration behind them have collaborated to make sure that it is possible, that people are feeling safe first and foremost. And then hopefully the netball is the celebration and the icing on the cake when we can all step out and do the bit that we enjoy most. So yeah, you'll maybe see a few different things in and around the courts, just extra measures to take everything really seriously. But here in the hotel, yeah, well, there's no mixing, there's no crossing over of teams. We're very much restricted to a floor in the hotel. There's no, you know, we've got strict guidance as to where we can go for walks, which hopefully avoid the busier places. And that's about it, really. So yeah, head down, homework. We're obviously, this is normal for us now. And as you say, Andy, it's important that we're not naive to think that COVID is going to be fully gone anytime soon. So I think we're prepared for that now, and we've got our heads around some of the processes that have worked well for us. So yeah, still confident, and certainly very confident about the safety in the environment.
We saw yesterday that Joe tested positive. Can I ask, can you bring in somebody else? Is that an option to you, or?
Yeah, definitely. So all squads were afforded the chance to obviously name 15 anyway. So you had a little bit of room there for some court coverage if and when, whether it was injury, illness or COVID, you know, we're always preparing for those eventualities. But yep, certainly when that became known to us, and first and foremost, you know, we're just making sure that Joe is okay. And she's hopefully on the mend a little bit now, so suffered a little bit symptom wise, but we've all been in touch with Joe. She's been great and is very connected to the team. And obviously both her and us are really disappointed to not have her back, having just had her with us for the Roses Reunited series. So it was really sad that unfortunately on the test pre-departure from Australia, sadly she tested positive and at that point was asymptomatic. So yeah, tricky time for Jo, and we just want to make sure that she's just well and healthy and then can have a fantastic SSN season with her Giants team. So yeah, you know, we can replace Jo if we choose to, and I guess because we've been in camp, you know, we've been able to have our eyes on the players that weren't initially named in that 15. So we've got some training partners here with us in London, and I guess once we know with clarity as we head towards, I guess, really the cutoff being Friday, where the group are at, then if we needed to, we would make changes. But as I say, we've already allowed for that in carrying 15 in the first place. So we're still in a very healthy position.
And one of those names that blew up our little podcast WhatsApp group was Chelsea.
Yeah, I hope in a good way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fantastic to have even worked, you know, big commitment from Chelsea and a commitment from us just to, I guess, first and foremost, just get eyes on Chelsea and for Chelsea to get back in the environment. And it was never under the guise of being available for selection at this stage, just given obviously Chelsea circumstances. But with a player with that pedigree and history with the Roses group, and I've obviously worked with her back in 2020 for the Nations Cup. So both a bit due to COVID and obviously Chelsea's situation, it presented an opportunity very different to a competition squad, but just getting her back in and around the environment so that myself, the selectors, can just have eyes on Chelsea and she can get a feel for how near or far she is from operating in this space again. So it's been brilliant because she's just transitioned back in seamlessly as a person. Everybody's been incredibly welcoming. She's obviously got some teammates here that she won a gold medal with and met a number of our newer players back in the Nations Cup. So you really wouldn't know that she's been away. And I think for both now and the longer term, it's really important that where we can, we make sure we've got eyes on all athletes so that, you know, when we're planning for the future, we're really clear as to who's pushing for a place. So yeah, she's added great value since coming back in, as to all the athletes, whether they're in this competition team or not. And I think she's enjoying being back into. I don't think anybody in this squad, even without Joe, sadly, has been without their chances over the last 18 months. And I think whether it was in part forced upon us in the early days when I took over the role, or in the main, you know, very deliberately trying to make sure people had their time in the spotlight and a time to shine, I feel like we're very prepared for these situations. The realities are we've not had Joe back in the group for the last 2 years, other than that Jamaica series. So the likes of Sophie and George and Elle have been carrying that can and making absolutely the most of every match minute that they've been handed. So why I don't fear, in some ways, you know, it's not scary being without a player. It's obviously not what you would hope for. And we 100% hoped to have Joe with us and kind of be fully, I guess, the squad to be fully available. But some of these things are out of our control. And then I look around the room and in no way do I get worried or nervous about our ability to continue on, because that's kind of the group that we've had, really. So they're as prepared as they can be. I think there's a confidence amongst the group. We don't really have anyone here now that doesn't know how it feels to play on the international stage. And that was always our intention to get to this point. So whether it's forced upon us, as it is in this situation with Joe, or whether or not there are other reasons why we have to look to others in the team, I think, you know, they stand shoulder to shoulder and they trust in each other, and I trust in them too, to still go out and compete in this quad series. So as you say, opportunities, of course, slightly different with Joe not there. And when you think back to the Jamaica series, I'm sure George and Sophie will be chomping at the bit to get a little bit more court time. So yeah, I'm just enjoying seeing them compete in training, and they do it in such a healthy way, because they actually want to be each other's hardest opponent over this next week. So the way in which they train is excellent, and I couldn't ask more of this group.
Where do you think the biggest challenge is going to be in these games? See, I've left the question to last.
I think there's great challenges, but actually how we framed it is brilliant opportunities. I think it's always exciting when you're entering a competition with a few unknowns. And that's the same for all teams. You know, the obvious is that we've not met Australia since World Cup. We've not played them since I've been in this position. We've not faced South Africa in recent months. So the last time we played them was Nations Cup, and everyone's squads shifted again. Even New Zealand team that we played when we went over in the autumn has got a few changes to it, as has ours. So I think every team's just really excited about finding out a bit more information. And whilst I know our fans expect us to keep winning and we expect that of ourselves, I think there's more to this series, really. You know, we have to find out a little bit more information. We have to feel again what it is like to play against the Diamonds, understand what a South Africa team looked like without Lenise, Carla and Shadeen, who have been the backbone to that team when we met them last. So, yeah, I think everybody's just super keen to squeeze out every last bit of information from this series. And ultimately, all I want is for us to remain very competitive against these sides. And I think if we're there or thereabouts, then we can be really confident off the back of this and the year that we've had heading into Commonwealth Games.
And maybe just the message that obviously England Netball and the Copperbox staff are doing everything they can to keep people safe.
Yeah, I mean, incredibly grateful. I think England Netball have faced a number of challenges during this time. You know, we are one part of the organisation and a significant part, and the role that we play in hopefully building profile and engaging with our fans helps drive participation in the sport too. But they've had so many other things to contend with, and the amount that they've continued to invest in ensuring that we as a Roses team can be the best prepared team for Commonwealth Games is so appreciated. And I know that there's a lot of unseen work by many people within England Netball and the other nations as well that have enabled that to be the case. So, yeah, incredibly grateful to both England Netball, but also the partners, like you say, the Copperbox Arena, the Stratford Hotel that we're staying in. You know, everybody's going above and beyond here to make sure that netball stays visible and the profile of the sport isn't lost during the pandemic. So I hope that really makes a difference. And it was fantastic to welcome back fans in our series against Jamaica, and can't wait to go out in front of another crowd, live crowd again on the weekend.
Cheers, Jess. Tickets are online.
No problem.
englandnetball.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk, and I've been speaking to Laura Malcolm on whether or not she still gets the buzz playing for the Roses.
Silly question that, isn't it, Andy?
I wish it was telly. The smile on your face is...
definitely looking forward to it. I mean, like you said, we've had a lot of match play against New Zealand. Obviously, we come up against Jamaica not too long ago, which was lovely because we hadn't played against a different style in a while. So this tournament's going to be just amazing to play against so many different styles in such quick succession, which is exactly what we'll need to be doing when it comes to those major tournaments like Commonwealth Games and World Cup. So, yeah, it's going to be great. It's exciting. Looking forward to it. We're all just working our butts off, really, to A, make sure the squad prepares the best it can be, and B, to make sure that we get ourselves into that final group that get to go to the Commonwealth Games. So glad that I'm part of the journey so far, and I'm still part of the journey, and obviously a big push going into the last few months.
Where do you think the biggest challenge is going to be in these games?
I think, like I've already kind of touched upon, just the fact that we're going to be coming up against different styles, like one day after another. We haven't done that in quite some time. So that's kind of like, it's a good time now to have that reminder of what that feels like in terms of, you know, once we've finished one game, we might change the plan. We might have different things that we're working on, and it's not just a constant build throughout the series. Obviously, we'll be building on ourselves, but the tactics and game plan might change slightly depending on the opposition. And I think that's a challenge that we haven't faced in quite a while. So that's probably the biggest one of this series, I'd say.
Is it nice having the different views of the different coaches about?
Ah, oh, you know what? I absolutely love that. I really, really love it. Not only because the coaches obviously bring a completely different skill set, but they've all got really different personalities and bring a different energy to the group. And it's just really, really great because they see the game in different ways, even though they're unified in the overall messages they're giving us. I think they can deliver their feedback slightly different as well. So it's really good because I think having so many different coaches means that actually you as an individual get exactly what you need because someone's guaranteed to be able to deliver it in the way that you need to process it, if that makes sense. So yeah, I love having all the coaches, and you know, they're all, every single one of them's a legend, so I feel very lucky to be in the mix with all these coaches at the minute.
Joe obviously tested positive. What was that reaction like in camp? And I assume that you immediately all reached out to her just to say, well, look, we're here if you need us, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's gutting that Jo's not here. And, you know, first and foremost, obviously, you want to know she's okay. Everyone's tracked very differently with COVID, haven't they? So, you know, first and foremost is how you getting on, how you feeling. And, you know, she's doing good. She's getting through it. Obviously, she's gutted not to be here, but is connecting in the little ways that she can. And we're connecting back with her. And, you know, like she sent us through some little, it's bad because she sent us through some little bouncy balls that represent something quite big to us. So it's just great to know that, you know, for us as a team, whether you're on the other side of the world or you're man down with COVID, we're still very connected and we're still very together. And, you know, hopefully Jo has a speedy recovery and we're definitely going to miss her this series.
We know the team's together at the best of times. What about people you've seen in training that have impressed you as a fellow team player?
Yeah, you know what? I am genuine. This is like really soppy, but I am genuinely very inspired by all of the women around me on and off court. And I have to say, I am like, I know she's not a youngster, but I am good friends with Layla. And like, I just think the amount of stuff that she deals with off court, especially during this crazy COVID world we've been living in, to know all the stuff that she deals with and to see how professional she is in our environment, you know, that she can leave that at the door and be very present in what we're doing and to put out the types of performances that she's been putting out, I just find absolutely incredible. And I can't, you know, if I'm going to talk about people I'm impressed with, I have to say her at the forefront, whether she's youngster or not. The woman is amazing. So
I'm sure she is. Yes, she is.
She really is. So yeah, I'm gonna drop her down there.
Anybody in particular that you'd maybe look forward to playing against in these couple of games?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to matching up to some of the Aussies, obviously, because we've not played against them for such a long time.
Wow, yeah.
I think like I really enjoyed the contests that I've had with Jamie Lee Price in the past because she's such a strong player and her kind of style of play is a style of play that I enjoy playing as well. So that's always, for me, that's something that I'm looking forward to, that physicality and that strength coming up against someone like herself. Obviously from South Africa, Bongi, haven't seen her for a while. Obviously we've had so many matchups in the Super League as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing her match up against her speed as well, because we've not seen her for a while. So yeah, obviously with New Zealand, we've played them recently. Not that I'm not looking forward to see playing against any of those guys, but you know, we've not had the luxury of the gameplay against South Africa and definitely Australia for a long time. So there are a few matchups that I'm looking forward to.
I'm getting the feeling there's a massive confidence.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we're just very focused on our journey and I think we have been for quite some time now. And, you know, I think I talk about COVID a lot, but it's put so much things into perspective for so many people on so many levels. I think we can really enjoy being on this journey and we've really thrived off facing up to so many challenges and overcoming them every single time. So the netball side of it and what we put out on court is something that we love, we enjoy, and we've got a lot of gratitude that we've been able to do it and still do it. So yeah, I think there's a lot of confidence amongst the team. We're loving what we're doing, and you know, it's just great to be a part of it. And I think that's something that comes out in our match play as well.
And to be fair, Laura, as well, we both know that England netball, the Copper Box as well, will both have really strong protocols in place, ready for the games at the weekend. All of them have done great.
Yeah, I mean, the whole setup is pretty amazing, to be honest with you. You know, we've got like a whole floor. Every team got like a whole floor blocked out for themselves here. So, you know, we've created an environment where the amount of contacts that we'd have with the outside world is a lot more limited. I know we've got specific slots in the Copper Box where we can train. And obviously, you know, we've run the Jamaica series at the Copper Box. We know the regulations there. It's been a good opportunity for our fans to experience the regulations there. They may have changed slightly, but we know that it's a good, safe environment to be in within the realm that we're working in. So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait to be back in that Copper Box. The atmosphere is absolutely amazing there. So to be able to go out and play this with the fans there as well is pretty amazing.
And a reminder that all the games are going to be shown live on Sky. Great couple of days ahead.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.